You're f***ing late. Get it.
That's something you don't want to hear from a loyal customer.
If you do one of these four things, 82% of customers will lose confidence in you.
And 60% won't even return to do business with you again. Stay tuned as we discuss the four key principles to have a successful rental company.
Their third point is something no one thinks about.
Number one, inconsistency in between your equipment.
So we took a poll on Instagram and YouTube and we combined it together to see what you guys thought were the top issues for failure in a rental business. And on Instagram, it looks like 12% of you guys believe that inconsistency is the top reason. And on YouTube, 9% of you guys believe that this is the top reason why rental companies fail. So inconsistency in your equipment could be that your design is different as well as your functionality. So you want to make sure that all of your equipment, if it's 6 feet tables, all of them look the same. If it's plastic foldable chairs, all of them look the same.
If you have multiple different items, you can't identify if you're actually your items when the items get returned. We have plastic tables and they're special, so they'll nest on top of each other. Colors are different. Some might be like off-white, one is more of a pure white. And when you're setting them up next to each other, trust me, the event planner or the bridezilla is gonna see that and say something.
We just decided that we're gonna buy just only from one vendor. We bought some equipment from a company that was going out of business. Then going forward, every single one of these type of items we buy, we'll kind of make sure we buy the same ones. We've been really doing this from just keeping the links exactly where we buy everything so we can do a repeat and have the same thing come back and forth.
When you guys started, were you guys still buying the same tables and chairs that we have now, or did you guys have to sell all of that so we could, you know, keep the uniform look?
Well, we don't have the uniform look. Yeah. So, now on tables, we've been very consistent from day one. We have two brands of chairs.
Hercules.
The ones from Flash Furniture, which are the Hercules, are more yellow but orange tint.
I have this one story about when we had throne chairs. We usually buy the throne chairs that have longer legs, and our vendor didn't have them available, so we had to buy the short legs. And we sent them out, and the customer did not like that. They were like, this one's taller than this one. And it was very slight, and the design was a little bit different. But it was still a throne chair, single throne, and they weren't happy about that. So moving forward, we're like, all right, whenever the vendor has these chairs, we're just going to buy them. That way we're ready for them whenever a customer puts in a quote.
Yeah.
And according to BizBash, 67% of event planners said that equipment consistency was important when choosing a rental company. So 29% of you guys on Instagram agreed that dirty equipment is the top reason why rental companies fail. And on YouTube, about 19% of you guys believe this is the top issue.
So Tina, what's our kind of definition of what we call dirty?
So dirty equipment is equipment that has visible marks or stains or even just dirt on them. This could also mean not only just the cleanliness of your equipment, but it could also mean whether or not the equipment is still in working condition.
But why is it important to make sure we don't keep stuff that are dirty or things that might look dirty based on the condition?
The customer experiences everything. The perception of dirty, if we can minimize that, obviously we're going to succeed better. So when people are using your equipment, they can see the cleanliness and the overall atmosphere generally happy. They're going to come back and turn into a returning customer, and also the guests that are at the event can see that as well, and from the same company as well.
Think about it. When you bring that clean one or that brand new one, whatever you want to call it, with the older one,
and you're like, it just has a couple of scratches and it's dirty.
And the longer you keep it dirty, it's kind of like the worse it kind of messes the lifespan up.
You want to get it clean as fast as possible.
How do we try to elongate the lifespan of our equipment?
Every time they come back from an event, you're going to want to clean it. You can do a basic wipe down, especially if you have like plastic. We use a power washer to get deep down in there and get the dirt out. Because when you wipe it, it'll clean it, but it also puts it in little crevices that's hard to get. So if you power wash it, it gets it out. Scratches happen on painted items, so the paint gets chipped off. If it has metal underneath, it's going to start rusting. Or if it has wood, you know, the wood will start taking damage. The main thing you want to do is set up like a maintenance schedule so you can get these things taken care of prior to them to actually start deteriorating. So, you know, painting it over, touching it up, you know, whatever you need to do, that way it can prevent all these things from happening. So if you're familiar with Tent and Table and their vinyl for their tents, it starts to, I guess, scale.
Yeah.
Because it's not the best quality. So what eventually when it starts scaling, it's like you have like a little, like basically like a sunroof, that, but it's still blocking the sun. But you'll just see like little, I guess Kobe calls it starlights. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He says it's like the night sky, yeah. And it has little stars everywhere.
It's like that, that Bentley truck.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just like that. But it blocks the rain and everything like that. But if you put your hand against it, like on the outside where where the client can't see, it's like scaly. It is kind of old too. I think it's like 5 years old, that tent, so it's ready to change the top, but we're just like, we need to get that thing replaced as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think the problem is too, the bag was lost at one time, and then we had a section time where we didn't have the best people handling the tents at a certain time. Those people are no longer here. And I don't just mean at the company.
Tina. That's ominous. According to event manager blog, it was found that 63% of event planners believe that equipment cleanliness is important when choosing a rental company.
You know what 100% of people say they get value from? The Ultimate Checklist. This is the number one guide made by the Rental Boys. This will deliver you. We're not. Who knows? But I don't know if we'll do that stuff. But this will help you make more money, though. I know that. We don't know if it'll do anything else for you. It might not change your relationships like that. Number three is inaccurate inventory counts.
On Instagram, 24% of you guys believe that this is the number one reason why rental companies fail. And on YouTube, 31% of you guys believe this is the top reason.
I ordered 10 things and you brought me nothing. Like, even they'll get mad at too much, too. Like, I ordered 5 chairs. What I got 6 chairs to? What am I supposed to put this 6 chair at?
Hit somebody with it.
Oh my gosh, not again.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
You remember that one fight that was off the board?
Actually, what happened was when the driver came to pick it up, he got that one chair and hit him with it.
He did? Never the same. So, Tina, what's our definitions of inaccurate inventory?
So, inaccurate inventory could either be that you delivered the wrong number of items, or it could be that a customer ordered a specific speaker set and they got another speaker set that isn't exactly the one they wanted.
Because I think what's happened too in the past is like they'll have 20 people come to the party, they're expecting 20 chairs, and you only brought 10, and now we got 10 people that are standing up.
Also too, you have to really watch out too, because some people be like, just bring me anything right now. You're going to bring them something, and you're still going to get hear about it later too. If they got checkerboard chairs everywhere.
Mixed matching chairs.
Like, why is there these throne chairs out here and these sofas everywhere randomly? What do we do internally to make sure that we have proper inventory?
Well, we have a software that tracks everything to exact count. And then that way the client, when they order something, we don't tell them, hey, we don't have that specific item.
So Eddie created this formula for the drop-off bays. And so this has basically alleviated a lot of the problems that we've had with knowing where the inventory in there and mixing them up so we can know exactly what was supposed to be on the truck and what is in the bay.
So basically what I did is I made lanes, and whenever the deliveries come back, each driver has a specific lane that they drop off. And then the warehouse manager goes and counts all these inventory items to ensure that those items actually came back, the right quantities anyways. And if they don't, then they'll let us know. And then we basically talk with the driver to go retrieve the item or, handle it some other way monetarily.
And also, too, what makes it happen is makes the drivers report that there's an issue before they get back, too, as well, so that it's put on the client, not on them.
We had like 600 chairs that went missing, MIA. Instead of them sending just, I think, 200, I think they dropped like the whole load on that truck to another rental company. But the other rental company seem to not count their stuff. So I think they got like 600 of our chairs as well.
And then we asked for it back. I was like, oh, we never got nothing extra. And that was that time when we kind of were both like, Eddie had pneumonia. I had
your knee.
Knee problems.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
So we came back out of the hospital and we're like, why does it look so empty?
Don't let me see us.
We're all pale looking with the blanket. What did you guys do to our business?
According to BizBash, 71% said that inventory accuracy was a top concern when choosing a rental company.
Make sure your stuff is accurate. Biggest thing, count once, count twice, hire people who can count. If you don't want your inventory to go up and down and fluctuate, you got to count. So count as much as you possibly can and at least count twice. Number four, late deliveries.
This is where a majority of you guys believe this is the number one issue. On Instagram, 35% of you guys voted that this is the top issue when operating your equipment rental company. On YouTube, 41% of you guys believe that this is the case.
You know, they say if you're late, you might as well not even come.
So late deliveries is whenever you miss the delivery time that you had given to your client. This also means that you need to consistently be communicating with your client that, you know, you were on the way for your delivery, whenever you're a few minutes away and so forth, just so that your client is up to date and that they're well informed on their delivery time.
And also too, it'll be a late delivery. If you're supposed to give somebody a 30 minutes heads up and you don't, technically they're gonna count that as a late delivery somehow. I don't know how the math works on that, but that's what's gonna happen though. So now let's get this straight. There's two levels. There's late to being to delivery that the time that you set, and there's late to being to the party. You do at no point ever want to be late to the party. And you're basically going to do all that work for free because you're refunding that and you're getting that bad review. Do choose to be late to your time from the day before, or be early and let people be mad at you being early for stuff. Check your stuff out. Make sure you start early, get everything loaded and everything just so there's no issue. And yeah, set your alarms.
So what can I do for my operations to ensure that I'm never late to a delivery?
So what do we do, Eddie?
Well, I think we always do everything early. Because we understand that the craziest stuff will happen in the rental industry. Yeah. A tire will blow up. You'll run somebody over. Somebody didn't show up that said they're going to be there. Or somebody gets sick. Or that person dies. All sorts of crazy stuff happens. Like, so the earlier you can start off on it or plan to start, the better off. So don't ever try to push it to the latest time because something will happen.
But for most other things, just be early. Right, Tina? How early were you today?
I came in about 3 minutes late, so 7:03.
What time are we supposed to be here, actually?
I always get here at 7. I know you guys agree at 8, but I get here at 7.
You get here at 7?
Yeah.
Steven, is this true? Does he get here at 7 every time?
Yeah, I'm always here before Steven.
And so...
Dang.
You seen that bus ride through here?
Yep, so here you go. Thank you.
Steven's like... It's because Steven is grabbing the equipment and stuff.
So the earlier you can start off on it or plan to start, the better off. So don't ever try to push it to the latest time because something will happen. So we had a, what was it? It was like Quill or something like that. I think it was a company.
Quill. Yeah.
And they sent a rep out there and then the rep would give us paper and all sorts of stuff for our business.
Yeah, cookies.
But anyways, long story short, she had a daughter and she was having a birthday party. We said, we'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. So, okay, can I get the water slide for her birthday? It's like, sure. Well, that day was like the ultimate, everything that could go wrong went wrong on that day.
On a Saturday.
Yeah, it was on a Saturday. And we were late to her birthday and we're getting blown up. She's like, y'all are horrible people. My daughter was waiting for that water slide. Y'all never showed up. But we did eventually, but it was like hours late to when we were supposed to be. And they didn't even respond or anything. So we were like, well, we don't want to get shot or get in a fight. So we'll just kind of redeem the situation later. But man, they were pissed. And to this day, that is the worst experience as far as us being late. It was heartbreaking too, you know, because I have kids and I was just thinking like, man, this little kid was like telling all her friends like, yeah, bring your swimsuits because we're going to be going down this water slide and having fun.
And you know, Timmy was over there like, I knew she couldn't get no water slide. I knew she was lying. There wouldn't be a water slide here. Pizza stale.
I think it was a stepmom too.
Yeah, your so stepmom
like,
too.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you gave me the step. You gave me nothing.
And then the unfortunate part, they end up breaking up after that. All because of Eddie and me, I guess, too. But dang, I can't be in two places at once. We had like 40 orders that day.
It was like you, me, and Jesse at like one person.
Yeah, Jesse was telling someone like, I'm good, boss. I got attacked by
a
dog.
Yeah, the dog. Yeah, I got attacked by
the dog. Attacked by a dog that day.
His shorts were all ripped.
And then like we didn't have like the right vehicles and stuff. So like we had like some small vans and we had one decent sized trailer.
So according to Eventbrite, 82% of event planners say that on-time delivery is the most important factor when choosing an event rental company.
It's terrible when you have vendors out on time. I'm not looking for you, Steve, for no reason.
Grab them again.
Yeah. Another bus.
If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, don't even show.
Yeah.
Like easy. We didn't show that little girl's birthday party.
Yeah. Still hurts us. And you know the crazy part? She sent us cookies prehand to thank us for doing it.
Yeah, I feel bad still. If for some reason this lady watches this clip, I would really love her to reach out to me. Even though I emailed her and said, hey, I'll make it worth your while. But
yeah, I call her too. And I call her her man. So if you guys were thinking about, okay, I got some Google ads going, I got my SEO going, like what else can I do to get clients? Look no further. ListKit here to save you. So all you have to do with ListKit, you go on there, you can put in event planners, you can put in businesses in your area, and you can pull up a list of businesses that you can reach out to and do a reach out. We've been doing this a lot right now. Maximum, you pay 7 cents a lead, but it's pretty cheap, ready to go. You get the emails and phone numbers, you can reach out to these people, and you can follow them through. And the one thing they do that is really good, I see that they validate the emails and phone numbers, so you have to do a revalidation again, and you can go in and put them into your software and get your leads warmed up. And this is like, the most important thing. And I know you're probably thinking like, oh, Xavier, these are just the basics. Are you doing them? If you're not doing them, don't say nothing. If you say you're going to be here at 7:30, Stephen, make sure you're here at 7:30, Stephen. I don't want to hear nothing about traffic. I want to hear nothing about that person darkening down the street that you was looking at. I don't want to hear about you. It was corn, so you had to return it. I don't hear none of that. Be here on time. To the Stevens out there. Not to our Stephen. Our Stephen would never. Don't never put that on him. You see those dance moves? Can't be late, the dance move. He is the party.
Whenever you say that you're going to do something and you do it, it's not only just about doing it. It's also being honest about what equipment you have available. Whenever customers ask about a specific question, you need to make sure that you're answering honestly and that you're able to do what you're saying, as well as making sure that your communication is thorough with your customers. I know for me, something that we've kind of had an issue with in the past is that, you know, we'll talk to our event customers because we do videography work for our clients. So the client would say that they want a specific ceremony within their event filmed. And so what we'd do is we'd film it, but we wouldn't be able to take pictures at the same time because we only have one videographer. That means that our videographer would have to handle multiple cameras. Sometimes clients get upset when they don't get photos of the videos that we're taking.
Yeah. Bus number 3 just came through here. Steven just got ran over again. And the thing is, how do you make promises to people and make sure you can keep them at any cost? One thing I would say, like Kobe always makes this point. If he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it no matter what. Now, I don't know. I mean, he be saying some crazy stuff to customers. Like, if I got to die on this job, I'm going to be here.
We'll be out there, like he always says, in candlelight.
Yeah.
In the middle, pitch black. We can't see anything. But we're going all based on experience and feel. We're like, oh, yeah, that's that piece. Put it together right here.
If you put out good service, people will tell people about your service. And you would build on that word of mouth. And realistically, no matter if you do the best marketing, all that stuff, if the service and product you put out there is terrible, no one's going to come back. Doesn't matter how good it is, how pretty it is, how much you put it into a nice, pretty boat. It's still a pig. It's going to get slaughtered. I know everyone was looking for the secret of what you need to do. The secret is just do these four things. If you do these four things, you have a superior service than most people.
And according to Eventbrite, 61% of event planners say that reliability is the most important factor when choosing a rental company.
The rental rundown.
The first question that I have for you guys is, how can I ensure punctual delivery if I'm running everything by myself?
Well, one thing that you could do to kind of help out is preload all your items a day prior. So when you get in there in the morning, you're ready to run and go. Start up at 5:30. Go run through, double check everything, make sure you have everything that you're supposed to have, and then go ahead and make your way over there. There's been plenty of times that I've been sitting at the front of the first delivery location for about 20 minutes prior to the actual 7 o'clock time.
And the second question that I have for you guys is, how do I set expectations for my delivery time to the customers?
The ultimate goal is that eventually you get to a point where you can tell a customer a time and you just be at that time. Hopefully you don't only have one delivery. So it's easy to be at one delivery. And, you know, you got 3-year-old guys with all trucks and they just all waiting there, even though they got all the same stuff on there. We've been running tests for a while, which we have our ETC scores, which is our estimated time of completion of each order. So we know when we're expected to be at each spot. And we've been running these so we can be able to bring our window down. Because what we want to be able to do is tell people we're going to deliver this day. And then since we know, okay, we'll be in this 3-4 hour window, we'll be in this 3-4 hour window. And obviously, you want to make sure you tell them very explicitly, this is the estimated time. It probably and most likely will change.
So you might be wondering, how are we keeping track of our delivery times for our drivers? Well, that's all in our software. So if you're interested, click the link in the description below.
Thank you guys so much for watching. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And I'm Tina.
And we are the Rental Boys Plus Girl. And we'll see you in the next one.
And if you like this video, please check out this video right here to get a step-by-step guide on how to start your event rental business and how to operate it all in one.
Subscribe!